James 4:17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them. Introduction. James 4:17 offers a profound insight into the nature of sin and responsibility. It confronts believers with the reality that failing to act on the knowledge of what is right is itself sinful. This verse challenges individuals to align their actions with their understanding of what is good and righteous, emphasizing the importance of living out one's convictions in practical ways. Understanding. At its core, James 4:17 underscores the concept of accountability and moral responsibility. It highlights the culpability of individuals who possess a knowledge of what is right but fail to translate that knowledge into action. Inaction in the face of known good is condemned as a form of sin, revealing the significance of living out one's faith through deeds of righteousness and compassion. Good application. A positive application of James 4:17 involves actively and conscientiously committing to pursue goodness and righteousness in our daily lives. It calls believers to embody their faith by engaging in acts of kindness, justice, and mercy in accordance with the teachings of Jesus. This verse encourages us to be intentional in our efforts to make a positive difference in the world around us, seizing opportunities to demonstrate love and compassion to those in need. Bad application. On the contrary, a negative application of James 4:17 might involve using it as a tool for judgment or condemnation towards others. This verse could be misinterpreted to justify a self-righteous attitude, where individuals focus solely on pointing out the failures of others without examining their own actions. It could also lead to a sense of complacency, where individuals use the excuse of not knowing what is right as a justification for inaction or indifference towards moral issues. Bible example, good application. An exemplary illustration of James 4:17 in action is seen in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10:25-37. Unlike the priest and the Levite who pass by the injured man on the road, the Samaritan acts on his knowledge of what is good by showing compassion and mercy. He goes out of his way to care for the wounded stranger, demonstrating the practical application of love and kindness in response to human need. Bible example, bad application. A negative example of misapplying James 4:17 can be found in the Pharisees, who were often criticized by Jesus for their hypocrisy and legalism, Matthew 23:1-36. Despite their extensive knowledge of the scriptures, the Pharisees failed to live out the principles of justice, mercy, and humility that they professed. Their focus on external observance of religious rituals led to a lack of genuine compassion and love for others, highlighting the danger of neglecting the practical implications of faith. Personal application. For personal application, James 4:17 challenges us to examine our own lives and evaluate whether our actions align with our knowledge of what is good and right. It prompts us to reflect on areas where we may be falling short of living out our faith authentically and calls us to take intentional steps towards greater obedience and service. This verse encourages us to be proactive in seeking opportunities to make a positive impact on our communities and to demonstrate the love of Christ through our actions. Conclusion. In conclusion, James 4:17 serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of aligning our actions with our convictions and knowledge of what is good and righteous. It challenges believers to move beyond solely understanding morality on an intellectual level and to actively participate in deeds of compassion, justice, and mercy. As we seek to live out our faith in practical ways, may we be inspired by the example of Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit to make a tangible difference in the world around us. Let us heed the call of James 4:17, striving to live lives that reflect the transformative power of God's love and grace.